Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln of Sugarland. On the Southwest Freeway, exit Kirkwood and take the first U-turn at West Airport under the giant American flag.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Someone texted in and said, I'm listening to the show on Rewind. By the way, great Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Someone says, I'm listening to the show on Rewind. Seth almost gave me a heart attack when he was talking about resting C.J. Stroud. I thought he said arresting C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
I got flashbacks.
I think they should arrest him to keep him from playing.
Right.
Save him
from himself. Yeah.
If you're a Houston police officer who actually gives a damn about the Texans,
right,
you'll do what you've been sworn to do, which is protect and serve.
Yes.
You protect CJ by arresting him and preventing D'Amico from playing him in the game against the Titans.
And then make sure he's acquitted in time for the wild card round.
You know, back when I was a cop, it used to mean something.
You were a cop. That I would love to see.
Back when I walked the beat, I would have said, look, I am sworn to protect
right.
and serve.
I'm
going to protect CJ Stroud, and by doing that, I will serve the good people of Houston or the village of the memorial village of Westchester.
I would love to watch the court proceedings of an arrested like a perp who's sitting on the stand and getting grilled by a lawyer and then saying, and then what did he say to you? He said to go die.
I would have been the worst cop.
Sitting in the back of the courtroom with your arms folded, nodding your head. You're like, damn right I told you to go die.
That's the whole thing, too. It's not like, it wouldn't be like the classic thing you might expect, is that somebody would piss me off over something really dumb, and that's when I'd bring out the old.
Yeah.
I'd bring out a billy club. Not even like the issued whatever. I'd have like an old school billy club from back in the day. From England in the 1920s.
Policeman set.
Or no, what are those things that they use? The cops, the Donnie, or what are they called? It's like almost looks like a shoe horn.
Text in. Oh. I know what you're talking about.
Somebody text in, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, 713-572.
It's a little club. It's a tiny little club that the Irish cops in the movies used to use.
Send it into the text page.
That's when I knew I wanted to be a cop. I watched Sean Connery beat the snot out of somebody in The Untouchables with that little mini club. I was like, that's the life for me.
That's what I want to do. Now I'll be a football player instead. All right, here's D'Amico Ryans yesterday. Deontay Johnson had his second practice as a Texan. He'll have his third one shortly here. They're practicing again today and tomorrow.
Shillelagh.
Is it a shillelagh?
No, shillelagh's bigger. Shillelagh's sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
D'Amico Ryans on Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, Deontay will be out there this week.
What do you like from him so far? I know it's been a very short time.
Yeah, I mean, Deontay, he's come in and he's put his head down and he's worked. He's working hard to catch up with the playbook and the things that we're asking him to do. And, again, this is really what, second day out practicing with us. So he's picking it up pretty fast. And, you know, we'll try to put him in situations where we can, you know, utilize him and utilize his strengths.
All right, so there's Deontay Johnson. I think Deontay Johnson gets a very, very healthy number of snaps in this
I think
game
he does, yeah. I think they're going to try to integrate him as much as possible. Gotcha. Blackjack. That's is what
I was going to say a blackjack, but I don't think of that as a cop thing as much as I do like a mugger-like thing. You know, like I feel like a blackjack is something that somebody gets hit with.
Well, that's where I think it was like those old Irish cops that would walk the beat and everything. They just wanted a little something. Yeah. Sometimes they're leather, right? It's like a leather, yeah, like it's
one.
Leather. It's a leather pouch with like, you keep some lead in
like
it.
Rocks in it or something, yeah.
A blackjack. That's the weapon you want.
Yeah,
I bet they don't, because the cops aren't even looking for that. Yeah. He's just carrying a blackjack. Like most cops, especially like some Gen Z cop, he's going to frisk you down and you're like, oh, that's where I keep my USB drives, officer. They're like, all right, sounds right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're scot-free to go use that blackjack
use
on
that
whomever
blackjack.
You want.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so Deontay Johnson, this is the question. Yes, I want to get him integrated in the offense, but I do also like the prospect of kind of an ambush quality with him. That, all right, look, Deontay Johnson's had his issues with various teams and what have you. He's just got to be on his best behavior for a couple weeks here, and nobody knows how you're going to use him. There's no like tendencies on it or anything else like that. I would imagine teams will look at it and say, all right, well, they're going to probably try to use him as much like Tank Dell as possible.
He's the tank guy, yes.
Yeah. But it's a little bit of a, you know, with no film on him in this offense and with this quarterback, then I don't think you worry too much about showing your hand, per se, in this game. But I also don't worry. I don't think he needs a boatload of reps with C.J. Stroud. I think it's just him getting into the offense, getting into the timing and the rhythm of the, hey, listen, Deontay, around here, we break the huddle with 4 seconds left on the play clock and then try to snap it before there's a...
There's 25 seconds left on the play clock. Yeah. Deontay's running out. Where are you going? Come back.
There's a...
We don't break for another 12 seconds, buddy.
You got to get used to that part of it. Yeah. Like, hey, listen, Deontay, this is the way we operate, but... I think get him like 10 targets. Get him feeling nice and good about, hey, maybe this is a showcase playoffs run for me. And there we go. We're off to the races.
You know what I was checking on Deontay Johnson? Because the Texans were using Tank this way when he got injured was in the return game. And unfortunately, he has not been used as a returner since 2020. Ooh, he did return an 85-yard punt for a touchdown his rookie year back in 2019. And he was second team all pro as a returner, but that was 5 years ago. So I'm guessing they just give him the playbook, said be a wide receiver and go digest that, my friend.
I can get a Boston leather sap.
You are shopping
blackjack
for blackjack
for $35
on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 2025 is gonna be a good year for me.
I need you to order a blackjack. On a click where you click and it says it'll be there between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. tonight. I need a blackjack and I need it now.
I just want to meet the people who put the filter same day delivery on for their blackjack. Yeah.
Someone said,
I think you can get away with a lot of stuff. I think a lot of people, like even when they're trying to do the forensics on whatever crime I commit, they're gonna be like, oh, we don't know what they hit him with.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, only if there's some old guy in the forensics department that's like, I remember a case I worked in 1923. That's a blackjack. I've seen it.
That'd be great if you ordered one and then you play a little game with like your friends. Like, whatever the last thing you ordered on Amazon is what you've got planned for the upcoming year. You know, you got a friend that ordered like a spatula or something like that. Like, oh, he's going to get into cooking. You go to Seth. He's got a blackjack. Seth's going to mug a bunch of people. This is great.
Well, let's see. Ooh, I could get a 4-ply midget sap. That doesn't sound politically correct at all.
Listen, incorrect.
If I'm going to beat somebody with a blackjack, I'm going to do it with a little person blackjack.
Not a
midget blackjack.
No.
This is a kinder, gentler nation we're in now.
You're a politically correct assaulter, okay?
I respect you.
Not a midget blackjack. Little person blackjack. All right. Hey, guess who's back? Aziz Alshire is back. He is back in the building. He will play on Sunday. Here's D'Amico Ryans on Aziz Alshire returning to the fold.
I want to see Aziz get back out there and play football. It's been 3 weeks since he's been able to get out there and play. So it's just a matter of getting back out, hitting guys, getting used to hitting the ground again, getting up, making sure everything, is still, it takes reps. you know, in real live reps, when you miss as much, you know, the time that he's missed, you have to get that real live action, right? And that's what he needs, get him back to it. He's excited to get back out there and play for us, and we're excited to have him back. You know, we've really missed his leadership, missed his communication, you know, not only on the defensive side, but for our entire team. So I'm fired up to have him back for us.
I know you thought that I was just going off on some weird tangent with my blackjack purchasing.
Right.
But, man, if there's any guy on this team that I would love to walk into a seedy bar with, and we both had a blackjack on us.
You'd wreck shop.
Aziz is the guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Aziz or Danico Autry, who Nick Caserio said is a bad MF or who you want in a dark alley with you.
That's right, yeah. I think between Danico Autry and Aziz and me,
and you,
with our three blackjacks. Yeah.
And that is a superhero show waiting to happen right there.
That is. That's a movie scene where everybody is like just selecting their weapons, and like everybody else is like grabbing a gun, grabbing a knife, big long knife or something. Yeah. The guy that grabs a blackjack, you're going to look at him and be like, okay, I think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
nobody else was going to check. There's a reason he wanted this blackjack. Yeah,
I don't want to mess with this guy.
Well, earlier in the week, D'Amico had said something about Aziz knocking the rust off.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, that's a curious way to describe Will Levis's helmet, but I'm here for it.
Or Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph. They're both going to play.
Can you imagine if, like, that? Because Brian Callahan, the coach of the Titans, said they're both going to play, but nobody asked a follow-up question. And if they did, they're like, well, why are both of them going to play? And Brian Callahan's like, well, Aziz Alshire's back. He's clearly going to decapitate the first guy. So they're definitely both going to play. Did you watch the Jags game? They both played in that game, Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it's like if he's wearing the Oilers helmet, if it were an authentic Oilers helmet from back in the day, there'd be some rust on it. And he's going to knock the rust off. That's a rusty old helmet, and he's going to knock it off.
Dude, Aziz had to wear that rag of a uniform last year, remember? He was a Titan. Mm. He had to wear that. It's a great uniform, but once it's in Tennessee, it's not a great uniform anymore.
Right.
If it belongs to Amy Adams Strunk and it's being worn at her behest, it's a rag. It is a stinky, smelly rag. And poor Aziz.
It's like a delicate pastry sitting on top of a cow pie.
Big pile of manure. Yeah. So, all right. Pain and Pendergast.
Something they know about in the streets of Nashville.
That's right. At least two people.
There's manure all over the place. They don't have... The problem with Nashville is, look, they've done some really cool things with that city. Don't get me wrong. But they don't have indoor plumbing, and it's obvious. Like it's disgusting. Open sewers running down the street.
Yep.
It's disgusting.
It'll be on 5 Reasons I Hate You tomorrow. Don't worry. Tomorrow's Friday, by the way. It doesn't feel like Friday tomorrow. You're right. I'm messed up schedule-wise right now.
Today feels like January 5th.
It does. Yeah. It feels weird, man. All right, Peyton Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. All right, we haven't played this yet. The Rockets won last night. They beat the Mavericks. Cam Whitmore was a big part of this. If you were to listen to Cam Whitmore's media scrum after the game, you would not think he was a big part of a win or even a basketball game if you listen to him. Is this why he may have fallen to 20th in the draft a couple of years ago? We'll have that for you, and we'll talk to the guys on In the Loop as well. Hand it off to them coming up next.